It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
We've got rain and 39 degrees.
And wet conditions, and it gets worse as you go higher in elevation. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
Yeah, let's talk about that weather. The rain coming down in the valleys, and there's heavy snow in the mountains.
We'll get to that in just a moment, but first we have a developing story.
Overnight, the Salt Lake City Police announced they had arrested a man suspected of shooting and killing a 21-year-old at a Halloween party over the weekend.
KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the brand new details. Heather?
Well, Amanda, detectives say Roy Anthony Duran turned himself in to Clearfield Police yesterday. He's accused of shooting Isaiah Valerio early Sunday morning at a warehouse party near 500 West, 600 South in downtown Salt Lake. Witnesses say Duran was arguing with several partygoers, then punched Valerio, shot him, and fled the scene. Duran was transported from Clearfield to the Salt Lake Public Safety Building, where he was booked in jail on multiple charges, including murder and obstruction of justice. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. It's going to be pretty unsettled today, and while we're not expecting very strong winds like we had yesterday, the storm could still affect your drive.
Wow, it is another cold storm with the snow amounts in the mountains topping out about a foot of snow when it's all said and done, although the Cottonwood Canyons could get more snow than that. And we are seeing a cold storm here with the snow even reaching the valley floor in some places out of this storm. Very, very cold storm that's kind of slow to wind down through the early parts of the afternoon.
Grant says we're not really expecting a lot of snow accumulation in the valleys, but the roads are going to be wet, and there's a good chance of standing water.
So how is the weather impacting the roads right now? We continue our team coverage with an early check of traffic with Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center. Andy?
Well, just looking at the elevations, that's where it's going to be most impacted. Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons already have chains four-wheel drive restrictions for traveling in them. No restrictions in Parley's Canyon right now, but up over the summit, it changes from rain to snow and sleet, and that goes down to the Park City side of things. And then if you're going to go up Provo Canyon, haven't had a whole lot of issues through that, but if you go south from Santaquin or coming up from Mona to Santaquin, that's a stretch of the freeway that's really getting hit hard by the weather as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's top national stories this hour. We're learning about the alleged safety complaints against the assistant director who handed Alec Baldwin that prop gun in New Mexico last week. ABC's Andrew Dimber tells us that David Halls was fired and escorted off a movie set in 2019 after a gun unexpectedly went off and injured a crew member.
It comes as a prop gun maker claims she filed a complaint against Halls that same year on the set of a different project, claiming Halls regularly neglected safety protocols for weapons.
Those of us at the bottom were crying out, hey, bud, like, let's pump the brakes for a minute.
Halls has not responded to requests for comment. Back on the set of Rust, some crew members had walked off the job to protest working conditions amid reported safety concerns on the low-budget film. Production is now on hold as investigators look into how the prop gun Baldwin was holding discharged.
A critical vote is expected this afternoon from the FDA advisory panel considering emergency use authorization for Pfizer's COVID vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11.
From looking at the data, it appears that this Pfizer vaccine is very safe, produces good antibody responses, and protects children from symptomatic COVID in ages 5 to 11. So I'm looking for a good outcome from the FDA meeting today.
Stanford University professor of pediatric medicine, Dr. Yvonne Maldonado, tells us if the vaccines for young kids gets approved, it's another step toward putting this pandemic behind us. We get more information from Mary Richards this morning on a Joe Biden poll. Mary, what do you have for us?
So, Amanda, his approval rating is dropping in Utah. He was at 45% approval earlier this year, now 32% only who like the way that he's doing his job, and 65% disapproving in the polling from the Deseret News and Hinckley Institute of Politics. Voters say they don't like how he's handling Afghanistan, the southern border, COVID-19, vaccine mandates, and huge spending proposals. But Biden campaign surrogate Scott Howell told the Deseret News that the president is taking on a lot of issues that even the best leaders would find challenging. Live Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.